This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While you hear the music, you know we're getting down and dirty. Some serious conversation. Well, we like to have a little bit of fun, too. And so we're very excited to bring our next guest. And we're very pleased and humbled to be joined by Ed Orcutt, the Brook Park mayor, who you're going to hear a lot about the town of Brook Park. You're going to hear a lot about the Cleveland Browns because of Cleveland and Mayor Bibb's announcement yesterday. Mayor, thank you for coming out. We appreciate you doing this on short notice.
Good morning.
So I want to get right to it. Let's use a corny football analogy. The Browns' dome proposal in Brook Park is at what yard line right now?
We're at the 50-yard line.
Okay. Some people, the way they're talking about it, would make it seem as if we're on the 5-yard line and about to pounce in for the score. So we'll set that aside. What needs to be done at this point? When you saw that announcement yesterday, I'm sure it didn't surprise you. You've been behind the scenes, probably in these discussions. Why is it only at the 50? Where do we need to go from here?
We still have to bring people to the table to at least sit down to make this a reality. I believe that the county executive has to be a part of this. You know, this is a team effort. It's a regional effort. This is something that's not just where the mayor of Brook Park goes to the negotiation table and says, hey, let's build a dome stadium here. This is going to be an impacted project for the region. Strongsville, City of Cleveland, Middleburg Heights, North Olmsted. This is something that we need to sit down, and definitely the county executive has to be a part of this. It's a must.
Mayor Ed Orcutt joining us here, Brook Park Mayor. So have you heard anything from the county executive about meeting with you and making this a combined effort?
We have talked. We will continue to talk. Chris and I work very well together, and I look forward to our next meeting.
Well, Chris yesterday once again reiterated, we're talking about Chris Ronayne, the Cuyahoga County executive. He said yesterday in a statement that he still thinks the best plan of attack would be to renovate the stadium downtown. Clearly, that's not exactly what the Haslams want to do. And clearly, this is not something that seems functional for all parties involved. So when he says something like that, does it make it seem like this is going to be a little more difficult than what I think a lot of people took away from the conversation yesterday?
Well, you know, in politics, you know, sometimes we have differences of opinion, or even if you're just having a conversation over an adult beverage, hanging out and watching some sports. But the way that I look at this project, I believe it's something that will build a destination here in Cleveland. So we've heard that it may not work for downtown because of retail. Well, what I'd like to see is show us those impact studies. Let's see why it won't work and what can we do to generate the cash for downtown to be able to build a dome down there. And I think the dome's important because now you're not talking about maybe 10 to 14 different events every year. You know, we're talking about the possibility of a Super Bowl being here. The impact of that financially for this county would be unbelievable. It'd be fantastic. But as we continue to move forward and have these discussions, all we do know is that there was a proposed dome to be built possibly at Burke Lakefront Airport. Whether that can be physically done or not with what's there at that, you know, at that site, we don't know that. And then obviously when you're working with the federal government and FAA and you think about, well, how long will this take? That might take 10 years. And is that something that is practical that we can, you know, start, you know, working on now and then have something, you know, in 10 years from there? I don't know. But I certainly know that as the mayor of Brook Park, we have 175.8 acres that are sitting empty here in Brook Park that need to be developed. And as you know, as much as I'd like to be a regional partner and see the Cleveland Browns stay downtown, which, you know, being a fan, it's probably my first option. And I said that from the beginning, but you know, the more and more I learn about things behind the scenes, it becomes more of a reality that Brook Park is the best location for the Cleveland Browns and a dome.
Brook Park Mayor Ed Orcutt joining us here on the show. Okay, going back to what the mayor of... No, wait a minute. You said up to 10 years? Because it seems that their lease is up after the 2028 season, so this would have to get going here pretty soon, especially with all the ingress and egress that we always like to talk about on the show, Mayor.
It was just a hypothetical timeline for development.
Okay. What did you make out of the Mayor Bibb's comments yesterday during his press conference? What were your feelings?
You know, he's a mayor that's obviously, you know, fighting for the Browns to stay downtown, and I can't blame him for that.
Yeah, when you say fighting, I you know, this is just my opinion. I don't know that we truly know how the mayor really, really feels, but... the way they presented it over time, it seems like the Browns have been nothing but a hassle to them. Having the Browns, you just alluded to how few dates there are, how understaffed they are, and then what they have to do on game days to be able to facilitate that, and all that comes with having the Browns with the nuisance of the amount of people that pass through a town on a Sunday. I guess I'll pivot and then ask you at the same time, is it something that you feel Brook Park will eventually be able to handle?
Well, let's first go back and look at what Mayor Bibb inherited. You know, the stadium having tens of millions of dollars in repairs certainly is not his fault. It's something that he inherited. Is it Mayor White's fault? Not at all. You know, when the Browns left for Baltimore and we had that sense of urgency of getting that team back, Mayor White was a champion for this community and in this region. He did a great job. And obviously there was tight timelines where we had to put this stadium together, and now let's fast forward 25 years later. We have new ownership. We have a new mayor. He inherited this issue. This isn't something that they've been talking about just over the last year and a half. This is something the Cleveland Browns have been trying to have discussions for since, from what I understand, 2017. So to back up to answer your question, we have to keep that in mind of what happened in the past. Let's not make those same mistakes, and let's make sure that we have a plan that this dome stadium just doesn't last 30 years, but it can last 50, 60 years, just like they have in New Orleans, that the Superdome has been around there since 1976, I believe. So we have to set ourselves up for success. And to do that, we have to plan. We have to get to work every single morning, roll up our sleeves, and make sure we think of every single scenario that will make sure that this will be a successful project and we'll have that long-term sustainability.
Mayor Ed Orcutt joining us here on the show. What are the plans that you might have for infrastructure when it comes to police, security, paramedics, all the stuff with parking? Has that already been laid out with you, the county, and the state?
That's a great question. So we've gone down to the Brown Stadium where we're down there on September 8th prior to the game. We were able to see the operations, get in the command room, see how the day-to-day operations work. And from what we saw and what we learned, that there is, you know, police officers from around the region that go down there and are security for that event. We also have learned and seen the statistics that, you know, you think that there's probably a lot of crime, and there isn't. You think that maybe there's a lot of hospital ambulance runs, there isn't. So we've learned that, you know, maybe some of these things that you just would think, hey, with the Browns game, with alcohol, you know, there's tons of people getting arrested, and a lot of people going to the hospital. Those things just aren't true. But what we do know is that we would have to have memorandum of understandings with, you know, other surrounding communities, with other unions, and making sure that the Browns would be able to supply the proper security during the game from the curb inside, meaning all of the parking lot, all of the stadium, that area there. Outside of the curb, Brook Park would then have to be able to afford and make sure that they had enough people for traffic control. So from increasing our police station to possibly making a different division for traffic control, those things are already moving in place, and we're trying to price those out so that we have a definitive cost for the operations for 1920 major events a year.
Brook Park Mayor Ed Orcutt joining us on the hotline. Something we didn't hear about yesterday was financing. I'm curious, do you think The taxpayers of Cuyahoga County should get a seat at the table at some point because they have not been involved really in any of the meetings. And then I would also add, do you share a responsibility in making sure that the taxpayers of Cuyahoga County get a good deal here?
Absolutely. We're regional partners. So when you get to learn a little bit more about who's going to the games, you're finding out the statistics show that about 70% of the fans are coming from outside of Cuyahoga County. So since day one, where's this money going to come from to pay for the public side of the responsibilities of the finances? Admissions tax, parking tax. We're talking about selling merchandise, jerseys, pretzels, you know, food, pop, beer. There's 8% sales tax. Those taxes are what would be utilized to be able to pay for the public side responsibility for building this dome.
All right, there's a new stadium proposal that's been cemented in Buffalo, and with that, there's going to be pretty expensive PSLs. We are talking about tens of thousands of dollars on some of these seats, some of them all the way up to $60,000. How much have the Browns gone into detail with you about how affordable being able to go to a Cleveland Browns game or any event is going to be? You just mentioned all the taxes that are going to be a part of that experience.
For many years now, to be able to go to any NFL game, it's been very, very expensive. I've actually gone up to Buffalo and went to see games up there. Buffalo, New York has always been extremely expensive to go see a game. I think that what they're doing to the fans over there is nothing like what would be happening here in Cleveland or in Brook Park. That experience, I think, is going to be completely different. I've met with the mayor of Orchard Park. We've discussed some of the finances, and it's much different than what we have in front of us here in Brook Park.
Mayor Ed Orcutt joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Now, I asked you this back, I believe, in May. Let me ask you it again. No chance for a land swap at all like they did with the airport years ago. That is not a possibility between you, your city, and the city of Cleveland?
That has not come up whatsoever. I do have to commend the Cleveland City Council president. Last night I seen him on the news, and it made a lot of sense that, you know, we do need to sit down, even the city of Cleveland and the city of Brook Park, to see how we can make other things happen. You know, can we utilize the project in Brook Park to be able to redevelop the lakefront? I thought what he talked about on the news last night, just fantastic information. When I heard that, I thought, you know what, this could turn out to be two great projects, not just one great project where we're going to build a destination in Brook Park, Ohio, which will still be the home of the Cleveland Browns, but we can also probably, you know, facilitate doing something and administer another project right on the lakefront.
All right, Ed, we appreciate you coming on. I know you said we're at the 50-yard line here. We're very, very interested to see how you get from there. Need a few more first downs before we can feel real comfortable about this drive, Ed. I thank you for coming on.
Not a problem. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.
Mayor Ed Orcutt. There you go. There you go. Got to hit the thing. Boy,
Did that surprise you that he said...
No.
That's where they're at. Because made it sound like yesterday it was a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, I think, well, he's not going to say anything until it's all done. To me, the mayor, maybe he felt that he had to talk tough yesterday. Mayor of Cleveland, Mayor Bibb, had to talk tough yesterday to support some constituents or anything like that. I feel that this is something that both sides have probably wanted. I mean, Blaine Griffin, the city council president, has been open to deals and has been seemingly pretty accommodating here throughout this entire process. I mean, to the point where it's like, well, is the mayor actually himself doing any of this, or is this just on Blaine Griffin? Because every time I saw it up until yesterday, it was like you had to chase down the mayor to get him, but Blaine Griffin was right there. And so to hear the mayor of Brook Park say that, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Because I do think that the Haslams are going to get what they want. And you've brought it up yourself. It's not just some civic thing. I mean, it's a money-making enterprise. Let's not be crazy. I'm not going to argue with business people being business people. But at the same time, I do think this is something that I think the city wants. Because you have an opportunity. Now, the opportunity we get very cynical about. Because they've had many opportunities before, and many mayors before, and many mayors before, and messed that up. As far as opportunity is concerned. And you have an opportunity here with a mayor that... I mean, quite frankly, it's my personal opinion. I think that this is a stepping stone for him. And I don't know if he's going to be the one in charge of that when it comes down to it. Because we're talking about a stadium that we are going to be using at least for the next 4 years. And then after that, then you begin the process of tearing down that stadium and building whatever infrastructure or whatever retail, living, business, whatever you want to think about on that. Okay, well, that's a long-term deal. That's a long plan that has to play out. Now, I know that no mayor is probably going to be around for 20 years all the time all of a sudden. So that's maybe a little bit unfair to him, but I got to look at this and go, who's the next person that's going to be here that's going to make sure all that happens? Because it's a plan that's right now.
Question.
That's a good plan, but it's the best laid plan.